Well, good evening, everyone. It's lovely to be with you. Lovely to be welcomed back into the pulpit again. It is nice, as I say, to be invited in here just to give a word of testimony. Word of testimony is always nice to be able to share with everyone who is willing to listen. And it's actually nice we're up this direction on holidays just there today. So an extra special word of thanks for arranging this good weather for us for our day off. And just as we pulled in for a picnic there at Carrickfergus Castle, I see you even had put on a brass band to play for us as well. So I just want to thank you very much for everything that you've done for us. I want to leave a verse with us really before we start this evening. It's a verse that is very dear to myself. It's also a word of rebuke to my old self as I went through school days and even as I began to look towards university. And it actually came back as the Lord confirmed my calling even towards going into study for the ministry. That verse is found in Acts chapter 26 and verse number 16. That verse says, "But rise, stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister." But you see, the first part of that verse could be used very specifically for me, even as I was growing up in younger days. It says, "But rise and stand upon your feet." Even if we translated that from the original, we could say, "But rise and stand upon your own feet," or "Rise and take your stand." And that was where my problem lay. I was born into a home, not a Christian home initially, but a home where we were sent faithfully to Sunday school. And after Sunday school would finish, you waited round the front of the church and Mum and Dad would meet you and you went into church. And that's what happened every single Sunday. But things changed whenever Mum and Dad got saved. They were attending a meeting and there they got saved, and suddenly we were lifted out of an environment where we can honestly say we never heard our need of salvation. We went to Sunday school, church faithfully, but never heard that we needed to be saved. And when Mum and Dad got saved, that's when we were changed, or we were taken to another church where we were faithfully taught the gospel. And growing up as children, that was the hard thing, because now Mum and Dad were sending us to absolutely every children's meeting that there was. If there was one within the neighbouring 10 miles, you were bundled into any old car that stopped outside the house. No such thing as seat belts. Maybe 10 or 12 children packed into the back of a car, and that's where you were sent to for the children's meeting. But you see, a word of encouragement perhaps for those involved in children's work, because that's where I heard my need of salvation. That's where I was taught faithfully that Jesus died on the cross, not just for the whole world, but for me especially. That Jesus died to take my sin away, that if I wanted to go to heaven, that I needed to make that decision. I needed to ask Jesus Christ for forgiveness. And that's where the personal aspect of the gospel comes from. But as most people who got saved, and I got saved just at my bedside at the age of 9 years old. But you know, most people who get saved, they'll testify to the fact that primary school is not the hardest place to take your stand. It's fairly straightforward to be able to take your stand. It's whenever you start going into high school, and that's where I feel to take my stand. It's where this verse stands as a rebuke, perhaps, for myself. Rise and stand on your own feet. I didn't do that, and that's to my shame. I went into high school. I fell in with a group of lads. I'm not going to stand up here and condemn those lads, because I should have been taking my stand in the middle of them, but I didn't do that. I just wanted to be accepted by these fellas. I wanted to be part of their group. And to be along with these boys. These boys were not the type of guys I should have been mixing with. They weren't bringing me closer to God. In fact, if I had stayed with them, I would have been pushed further and further away. But like at that age, I was already in a group that was drinking, smoking, drugs. Possibly every weekend is what this group was involved in. But you know, I loved that set of friends. And nobody was going to tell me that I couldn't have anything to do with them. And at my age, all I wanted to do at that particular stage, I had two real loves in my life. The loves of my life at that particular stage was music and football, two things I loved and wanted to get better at every time I picked up a guitar, every time I picked up a ball. That's all I wanted to do. Nothing wrong with either of them, but when the devil gets a hold of them and starts to twist them and starts to contort them, that's when he brings in the hardships. You see, my love of music was the guitar. I loved playing guitar, but you see, it didn't stop at guitar. Before long, I was starting to listen to rock music. The rock music I absolutely loved. I played the guitar. I played every rock song I could try and learn. Before long, I was playing in a rock band, even at that age. And as I always say, I know what you're thinking by looking at me. He's too good looking to play in a rock band. And you're right. I was. I was ruined in that. I should have been in a boy band or something. But you see, at that particular stage, all I wanted to do was to play music. All I wanted to do was to get into that group. And here it was, the old devil was taking something I loved and was starting to ruin it. Starting to twist and started to use it for his glory. At that particular stage, that's when the love of football started to come in. I trained as hard as I possibly could. I set aside perhaps the prayer meetings on a Tuesday night because that was a training night. I wanted to get bigger and better at football. 5 nights a week I was found in the gym. 2 nights I was stuck at football training. I played 2 matches every Saturday just to get myself better than I possibly could. And at that particular stage, that's whenever I finally got what I wanted. I signed for the Irish League, Premier League at that time. Limavady United were in the Irish Premier League at that stage. I signed for them. I played under the manager at that time. And again, that was something that I loved. I loved getting away with this set of boys. I loved playing football. And to be honest, I loved getting paid for something that I liked doing. And you see, I loved that. But again, in came the devil. In came the devil and ruined something and tried using it for his glory. You see, I used to turn up just for training. And as soon as training was over, away home I went. I used to go to the football matches. I sat on the bus. After the match was finished and they were in the social club, I went out to the bus. I took my stand as far as I could, but bit by bit, the old devil started to take over. Before I knew it, I was sitting in the social club after the matches. I was sitting in the social club long before training started. I sat in the social club long before or long after the training finished, long after the matches had finished. Before I could see it, I was just starting to slip down that little road that the devil had tried to get me on, trying to hold me there using something that I had loved for so long. But see, I praise God tonight. I failed to take my stand, but I praise God that his hand was upon me and that God was looking after me. God was protecting the path that I was on. You see, at that particular stage, as I say, I was slipping and slipping into this group that I was trying to be one of the lads, I should say. But then I started getting these pains all through my body. Pains in my chest. Pains when I would run. Pains absolutely everywhere. I went to the doctors. The doctors, well, they gave me a statement that I've never heard to this day since. They said, "Dean, you're too fit." And I've never heard that since. Never have I heard the words, "you're too fit," ever again. I got myself to that stage with a body just was too fit for what I was trying to do. And the pain was starting to work against me now. I believe that was the Lord starting to take away the desire. Starting to take away the desire for something that I did love, but something I was proving that I couldn't handle because I wasn't taking the stand. Can I tell anybody here tonight, young, old, whatever the case may be, if it's driving you further away from the Lord, it's time to nip it in the bud. If the Lord is not central in that situation, whether it be a football club, whether it be music, whether it be school, university, the workplace, wherever that may be, take your stand. Because I didn't. And that's what this verse screams out to me tonight, to take your stand. And as the Lord was starting to take away even the love of music, the love of football far, far away from me, I was coming up to the age where I was about to start university.
I'd got, honestly, to the stage where I was sitting back and thinking, well, surely there must be more than this. There must be more than worrying about what song I'm going to learn next, what football match I'm going to play for next, what team I was going to sign for next. The desire was honestly starting to leave me at that particular stage. And I prayed one prayer to God the night before I started university. I prayed to God. I said, if you're willing to forgive me, and if you're willing to take me back again, give me one Christian friend tomorrow. And that's the only prayer I prayed that night before university. I made my way down into Coleraine University. I walked up, there must have been about a million steps, no exaggeration, to the front of Coleraine, walked to the top of them, got in. The place was absolutely buzzing with people. And I thought to myself, how am I going to find anybody, let alone a Christian, in here? Got my timetable. Lecture Theatre 8 was where I had to go to for registration. I walked down that particular corridor, Lecture Theatre 8. One person standing outside the door. One person standing at the door of room 8. I walked down past. We introduced ourselves. My next question was, are you a Christian? He says, I am. And from that day, the Lord brought that man into my path. I got down on my knees and I thanked the Lord. I thought, thank the Lord for bringing me back to himself. I thank the Lord for his hand upon me. And you know, just as things were starting to look good for myself, I'm rushing on because I want to give our brother time for the message tonight. But as things were starting to go good, I was involved in a car crash. I was coming home one night, and I'll be honest with you, I was going faster than I should have been. At that sort of age, I thought I could handle the car better than anybody. I was coming down a country road in Limavady, and I had just dropped my girlfriend off at that time, as she was, and I was coming down the road too fast, hit an oil spill, and went up through the hedge, spun the car two or three times, landed on the roof, and it slid down the road. I remember my only thought going through it, I wonder if I scraped this car. That was my only thought that went through my head, that I scraped the car. But I got out of that car with only a dislocated shoulder, as I thought. Turned out later that I had flared up an underlying medical condition that I didn't know that I had, that of Crohn's disease. And I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease shortly after that. Crohn's disease it's an inflammation of the bowel, of the whole digestive system. Involves a lot of weight loss. And I dropped at that time, I was about 10.5 stone. It's hard to believe it looking at me, but I was only about 10.5 stone at that time. But I dropped from 10.5 stone to under 6 stone within a month. And I was that weak at that particular time. But I prayed in hospital. The Lord gave me the promise. He says, he woundeth and his hands make whole. And I've held on to the Lord for that promise. He hasn't healed me as yet. I'm still learning how to cope with it. But the Lord has told me that he will heal me from that problem. But you see, the Lord has taken from that a hand of protection when I was younger, and a hand of protection even through that crash. Why? Because he had a hand of preservation for a reason, because of this verse. As I went through university, I left university, I went into a sales job up in Draperstown. I stayed there as the UK sales manager for them until the Lord started speaking very directly to me. After a mission, I asked the Lord, was there more that I could do for him? And I prayed that the Lord would show me what he wanted to do. The Lord gave me that verse in Romans. It tells us, how shall they hear without a preacher? Again, I closed the Bible. I started to laugh. I says, anything but that. There's no way I'm getting behind a pulpit. And the more I prayed, that verse was brought back time and time again to myself. I asked for another verse as confirmation. I got the verse in Timothy, study to show thyself approved of God. I asked for more, and the more I asked, the more God was leading me down that route, until this was the final verse that I had again. The verse that started off as such a challenge. And now God was using it in the next part of his leading. But rise, stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister. I could go on all night with all the different verses that the Lord has given to myself and to us as a family. The Lord brought Deborah across my path in 2002. Took a man from Londonderry, County Londonderry, all the way down to Fermanagh to meet a girl from Tyrone. But I don't know what the reason was of that, but I met Deborah. And I have to be very careful what I say, but if truth be told, she pursued me for a very long time before she eventually won me over. But she took me away to Dungannon. The Lord has blessed us with Leah and with Caleb. The Lord has saved both of them. And it's something that I try telling to them, but taking your stand. And with that note, can I just leave that with young and old even tonight? Take your stand. Whatever age you may be, whatever situation you may be, but rise, stand upon your feet. Paul wasn't ashamed as he stood here in front of Agrippa. He wasn't ashamed when he stood in front of Felix. He wasn't ashamed as they stood with his life hanging in the balance. Friends, why should we? Why should we be ashamed of the Lord? Why should we be ashamed in our sports clubs? Why should we be ashamed at schools? Why should we be ashamed in our workplace when the Lord has done so much for us that he gave his son to die for me and to die for you? Take our stand, but rise, stand upon your feet. Amen.